My guest at this time is the lovely, talented, and now festive Elena Newport, undisputed star of the Capitol Steps, co-founder of the group that's been around now for more than 3 decades. Elena, how are you?
3 decades. Yikes.
Yeah, but somehow you're only 39. That's
yeah,
amazing.
I like to say I was an egg when I started the Capitol Steps. That's right.
There you go. You can check them out every Friday and Saturday evening at the Reagan Building here in Washington. Learn more about them, buy their stuff at capitalsteps.com. And Elena, are you getting your mountain climbing gear, your carabiners, and your rope ready for this fiscal cliff situation?
Yeah, I think Jay Leno said, we're driving towards a cliff and Lindsay Lohan is driving. That's basically the summary we got here.
That's not optimistic.
Oh, man. And I guess there's a request from New York to also, like, for Hurricane Sandy relief that's got to go into the whole equation, too, which is billions and billions of dollars, right?
Oh, gosh. Probably, yeah.
Yeah. So we in the Capitol Steps actually checked in with Governor Chris Christie this week about what was going on with all that.
Okay.
And it turns out that he had actually a bigger concern on his mind.
Oh, he did. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, there's a lot of things you got to worry about as the governor of New Jersey, but I think this one's specific to him. Here we go.
Okay.
Now an urgent plea from New Jersey Governor Chris Christie.
Hi. We've had a very tough time in New Jersey. We, of course, had Superstorm Sandy, and I would like to remind all of you to please give generously if you can. Unfortunately, I had to divert all of the federal money away from disaster relief to, well, to something a little more important. Twinkie, Twinkie, luscious snack, how I want to bring you back. In depression, I will plunge if I can't eat cream-filled sponge. Twinkie, Twinkie, it's abrupt. Without you, my soul's bankrupt. There's more. Goodbye, ding dong and ho ho. States that okayed pot laws, no. So you now can smoke a joint. But without Twinkies, what's the point? Your assets will be for sale. Me, I'm too big to let you fail. Bye.
Oh, Elena, I'll tell you, the day that Hostess announced that they were shutting everything down for good was perhaps the most depressing shopping trip of my life, because the only two things I really needed at the store were incandescent light bulbs, which are getting phased out.
Right.
And then, of course, I had to swing by the Hostess section, and there was one box of Twinkies left.
There was.
And so I walked out of the store buying things that are soon to be obsolete.
Gosh, I have just this image of you sitting under a lone light bulb eating the last Twinkie. You know, it's just so poignant.
Yes.
So you can't give them to anybody for Christmas, either one of those things, I guess, huh?
Oh, no. Well, the Twinkies, I can assure you, are gone. But the light bulbs, no, they are being hoarded like Fort Knox gold.
Well, I thought we'd play one song off our Christmas album today, since we're getting into the season. Do we have something?
We do. And, of course, this is akin to the stories we hear every year around this time, where there's a political figure who refuses to call it a Christmas tree because there are a lot of holidays that take place in December, Elena, that use a large decorated fir tree to express the sentiments of the season. So, the melding of all cultures instead of just allowing people to celebrate the holiday that actually is. Here's the Capitol Steps ode to political correctness here.
Have yourself a Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, Christmas, 'cause the court decreed from now on is all we need. Have yourself a Hanukkah, Kwanzaa Christmas, Santa's black and gay. From now on,
hey, Merry Christmas,
you can say. Gone away are the simpler days, and the liberals may have won. Manger scenes or a Sunday psalm should be done on Ramadan. Buddhists, Muslims, and the Shinto join with Hindu's sacred cow. There's no group we can exclude. It's not allowed. So have yourself a very Wiccan Christmas now.
No one puts it in perspective, quite like the Capitol staff.
And that is not the first time we've taken things to their ridiculous extreme.
I would certainly hope not. I would be disappointed if anything else.
Oh, with that in mind, you're going to be shopping for capes and wizard gear, huh?
Me? Oh, I guess you're going to have to if you combine all this stuff, yeah. But unbelievable. So what else is going on in the news? You started to see Jim Domenico?
Ah, well, we didn't have a Jim DeMint song, but maybe now we need one. And next weekend at the Reagan Building, we're recording our year-end radio show, so we're going to wrap up. We're going to go back and look at the whole primary season and all the fun we had all year and kind of do a year-end review. So that'll be a great time.
Oh, man, are you going to have, like, the soft sentimental music as you get into the parodies with, like, the slow motion replays of, you know, Ron Paul and Rick Santorum? And
like when they do In Memoriam at the Academy Awards, we'll have Herman Cain and Rick Perry and all the guys that were so funny. Yes, the primary season.
You know, it was an interesting political year when the one word people remember more than anything else is oops.
It was probably the most honest word that was spoken during the whole campaign. Oops.
Oh, good times, at least until we get to the fiscal cliff. Elena, have a great day.
All right, talk to you next week. Bye-bye.
Elena Newport, star of the Capitol Steps. Check them out every Friday and Saturday evening at the Reagan Building. Learn more about them, buy their stuff at capitalsteps.com. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WND.com.